They also didn't like going to bed, which my mum didn't know what to do with them because my dad got a bit annoyed, especially if he'd had a drink and they were still awake when he came in. And she lent them my doll, which she'd asked me about. I mean, it was quite a big doll, and it was, I'd had it as a present because, as I say, my mum and dad weren't rich and couldn't afford to buy it. So I'd had it as a present off aunties and uncle that hadn't got children. It was similar to plastic, but it was more brittle. And it had a rosebud mouth with an open mouth that you could put what we called a titty bottle
Yeah.
in, because they had babies. They had dolls' titty bottles, which were about sixpence from Woolworths. And you could feed it or pretend to feed it. It just showed you a few little teeth and a little open mouth. And it was on elastic. Its arms and legs were on elastic. And so she lent them the doll. And off they went to bed. Before long, we could hear them saying, "Tingling, Missus, time get up. Tingling, Missus, time get up." So my mum didn't bother because she thought, well, they were being good. You know, she wouldn't interrupt them. So she left them. And when they eventually went off to sleep, I mean, I didn't know till the next morning, but she went into the bedroom and they had pulled the legs of the doll so that the elastic clicked back to the body, making a pinging noise. And they pulled, when the elastic on the arms got too long, they started on the legs. So they pulled the legs until the legs went ping and hit the body. And by all the time they're saying, "Tingling, Missy, time get up." Anyway, the next morning the doll had had it.